let your buckets down into the water and put them up again and set them out there on the under the roof of the well roof.
Did you all have a well?
Not where we live, no, but I, there are, of course, now there are wells, but now then even later on there came the windmill, and then now they all have electric pumps over the wells, and the wells are much deeper now too, and have a well casing, a metal casing to go down in into the water.
Oh.
So you have nice and clear and cool water. And the electric pumps are having an apparatus attached so that whenever the tank in which the pumps the water comes down to a certain level and the electric pump starts up again and fills it to the to the top and it stops.
Oh, I didn't know that. What sort of a container did you use to well, first, let me ask you, did you have something in the kitchen where you threw scraps that you might throw out to the pigs later?
Yes, yeah, we usually had right at the steps outside of the door, the kitchen door out at the steps, we used to have a can sitting there. Usually we used to buy kerosene oil for your lamps in 5 gallon tin cans. And you could go to the store and bring along a 5 gallon kerosene oil, Standard Oil Company kerosene oil, for 99 cents. And it would last you almost a year for your lamps out, out in your farmhouse. And then we would cut the, when a 5 gallon can was empty, we would cut out the top. It had a handle on it already to carry it as the 5 gallon oil can. And you could throw your scraps from your kitchen into that can and then carry it to the pig pen.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a name for that thing that you carried it in?
I don't know. It could have been the pig's bucket.
What did you use to fry eggs in?
To fry
eggs?
To fry eggs.
Yeah, what did you fry them in?
Oh, it was a metal frying pan.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, iron, an iron metal.
Oh.
Quite heavy. It had a handle so you could hold it. But eggs fried in the iron metal pan sure tasted good.
Mm-hmm.
With homemade lard or fresh made butter and ham.
Mm.
Home cured ham from the smokehouse.
Did you ever have one that was made out of lighter weight metal?
Not until we were married, when the aluminum frying pans came along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between a frying pan and a skillet? Or are they the same thing?
No. Yeah, a frying pan is a little bit different than a skillet. The skillet, I think, is a little bit deeper than a frying pan. I may be mistaken, but I believe that's the difference.
I see. They're made out of the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have something that was big, big round thing that you boil clothes in, out in the back, like to wash the clothes?
The wash cup, the wash basket, is that what it would be called in the English, the wash cup? We still have one in the closet there where we throw our clothes to be washed next Monday, and we carry it out in the basket and then bring it back in, back into the house, some of it at least.
Did